Friday. Today is July the 19th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, a lot of things buzzing in the backyard. One of those may be green June beetles. You may see them cruising across your yard. What that actually is an indication there may be grubs that are underneath feeding on that thatch if you've got a lot of that. And another predator we're going to talk about are blue-winged wasps. Great pollinators, but also a good pest control. We'll have the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off this Friday morning talking about insects, and there have been reports received around the state of Ohio about the green June beetles cruising Ohio lawns. Now, despite June and their common name, the native scarab beetle always makes their annual appearance in July in the state of Ohio. Now, they'll typically gather in grassy areas, basically. The hardened front wings of the beetle range in color from solid emerald green to some bronze streaks, and the colored motifs have a bronze band around the edge. The large beetles are day flyers and make an audible buzzing sound as they follow a low flight pattern, cruising about 2 to 3 feet above the ground, punctuated by occasional dips and erratic turns. The beetle commonly orbits distinct patches of grass, behaving almost like their flight patterns are confirmed by an invisible fence. Of course, birds don't ignore such a large gathering of these potential food items. A study published in 2016 showed that the green June beetles commonly drew the attention of blue jays. The beetles will seek turf grass with high levels of organic matter or thatch so they can lay their eggs. It's been speculated that this attraction to decomposing organic matter explains why large numbers of adults will cruise above certain lawns but ignore others, and the same is true with golf courses, with beetles focusing on certain areas in the course. Now, the green June beetle grubs are one of the largest and strangest white grubs you'll see. The mature grubs are huge, measuring over an inch in length, and they actually look more like a grub on steroids. The huge grubs also practice an unusual mode of locomotion. They crawl on their backs in an undulating, rolling motion that causes them to superficially resemble caterpillars. Now, their legs are smaller than those of other white grubs, particularly when comparing to the rest of their body. Some have speculated the leg size is an adaptation to life in a burrow, while their unusual style of crawling reconciles having those small legs. Now, unlike other scarab beetles, larvae found in the turf grass, green June beetle grubs will burrow 10 to 12 inches vertically into the soil and remain closely associated with those burrows. Much of the damage to turf grass is associated with that burrowing and tunneling behavior, given they primarily feed on decaying organic matter, but they have been known to feed on turf grass, producing damage that appears in irregular patches. The grubs will venture out of their burrows late in the evening and during the night to feed or go on the upside-down crawl about in search of more food. They may also be driven out by heavy rains and appear to have large numbers meandering across driveways and sidewalks. Now, despite the large size, green June beetle grubs seldom cause injury to turf equal to that caused by Japanese beetle grubs or the masked chafers. They're generally considered just a nuisance pest, and control efforts should focus on just reducing that organic matter, cultural practices basically, particularly reducing that thatch beneath the infested lawns. For example, thatch reduction using core aeration to enhance aerobic decomposition may actually eventually make the infested lawns less attractive to grubs. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we left off talking about the green June beetles, and in particular, the grubs is what we were just discussing. Now, a nemesis of those are the blue-winged wasp, named for their dark blue wings. But one of the striking features is there are two prominent yellow spots on a black background on the third abdominal segment of that wasp. It's a large hairy wasp. It is a good plant pollinator and may be spotted in late summer, early fall, scrambling around on flowers to sip nectar. But if we take a look at these, the scolid wasps are parasitoids of the scarab beetles, and the blue-wing wasps continue that family tradition. They are the nemesis of the green June beetles, as I mentioned. The females will dig into the soil until they find a green June beetle bug, and then they'll simply enter that grub soil burrow. The wasps first stings and paralyzes the grub, and then it actually lays an egg on the grub's body. When that egg hatches, the larvae will actually feed then like a leech on the hapless grub victim until they've consumed all they can. Later in the season, you may see the blue-winged wasp making low-level flights only a few inches above the turf grass, infested with green June beetle grubs. They may appear intimidating, but they are only the male wasp, so they don't even have stingers. They're basically waiting for the emergence of the new females. Now, their numbers may be impressive, as reported in the study again back in 2016. The study site was a farmhouse near Marshall, Virginia, and the quote from the author was, "Although some males could be found flying slowly and erratically low over the grass through the entire front lawn, the males were concentrated in an area roughly 25 meters squared. During the peak activity, there were dozens, if not hundreds, of males that were searching for mates, flying over portions of the study area in the sun." Now, as we said, the males do not have stingers. The females can sting, but they are not considered aggressive, and a lot of folks have gotten very close to them to take pictures and not had issues. The bottom line is that blue-winged wasps provide a twofer benefit, if you will. They're great pollinators, and also the fact that they're parasitoids, and they are a predator to these green June beetles, or at least to the larvae. That works well in both situations. So if you happen to see some of these buzzing around the lawn, it probably tells you two things. One, you may have a green June beetle infestation. You may see those beetles this time of year anyways, and that would give you some indications. But if not, those blue-winged wasps would also indicate probably the same thing going on. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.